They're very interested. I guess to ask you questions and
Very well.
Anybody want to start with a question?
Anything that I can answer, I'll try and do it. If I can't, I'll go home and think about it.
All right. When you were growing up, what did you think 1977 was going to be like?
Well, I was growing up, and on the go, I thought I had the world of the year. I thought I was doing well, and I was. I was growing up with the rest of the people, and we had good times at that time.
What do you think of it now?
Well, I don't care too much for it now. It didn't. I only went to school one day, and if I'd know as much as some of them went to school for years, I could tell them what to do.
How come you only went to school for one day?
Well, they wouldn't let me go. My mother made me a new pair of pants and out of a bag, of a flower bag, and they were white, you know. I thought I just had a dandy pair of pants. And it was raining, and I struck with school all day, and I struck for home, which I was like a run, and I slept and fell right in the mud hole. Well, it didn't look like a pair of pants. I tell you, when I got home, I was muddy. Dad said, "What's happened to you?" Well, I said, "I run to get home out of the rain." I said, "I fell in the mud puddle and got wet." They said, "You can't stay on your feet. You can't go to school." So I never went to school again.
You worked in lumber camps, didn't you?
Oh, I worked in lumber camp all my lifetime, principally. Ever since I was 8 years old.
8 years old?
8 years old.
At that young, what would you have done?
What was I doing?
In a lumber camp.
Oh, I was peeling potatoes and mopping floors and washing knives and forks and plates, making beds, and carrying in wood and carrying in water.
How much did you get paid?
25 cents a day. That was big money then.
Did you want to go to school?
Oh, much. Oh, yes. I loved to go to school. But I guess they wanted to raise a dummy.
And then as time went on, what did you do in the lumber camp?
Well, as time went on, I took over myself and went boss in the camp. And I bossed for years and years in the lumber camp. I was working for Gilmore's, Rathburn's, Sawyer & Stowe, Timber Products, all these big companies. I've seen them all fall down. They're all gone. I've got nobody now to tell the tale.
You're the only one left to tell the tale of
it. Yeah, I'm the only one left. I'm the only one left. There's none in my class. In my class that I was raised with, ain't none of them living. They're all gone. Well, some of these days I'll meet them, see how they're coming on.
You vote for
Johnny McDonald? Yes, I voted for Johnny McDonald when he was first went in power.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
Oh, you'll have to make it up, but you know I ain't got that education. Yeah. That'd be somewhere around about 1870 something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, about that, 1870
something. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask him where you worked in the lumber camps. Was it up by Muskoka or around there? Where was the lumber camp you working at?
Well, who?
Where?
I don't work now at all.
No, I mean, when you did work,
I worked for Sawyer & Stowe for 18 years.
Yeah, what district was that in, though? Where it holds? Wasn't around here.
Yeah, right here. I appeared to have the Maslow.
So you lived here pretty all your life.
No, I didn't work there on my left. I've seen three, four companies go down. Gilmore's, Rathburn's, Booth, Sawyer & Stowe, Timber Products, all fell, and Sawyer & Stowe, they're still going yet, I guess. After I got my back broke, I couldn't work no more, so I didn't go no more to lumber camps.
Is that really true that you broke your back in two places and walked 5 miles
over
the way?
Yeah.
How did you break your back?
Well, a tree hit me over the head. Knocked me right down on the ground. Broke my back in two places. And I walked 5 miles out of the woods. And then they took me with an old Ford car bell.
Which company did you like best? Did you like Soaring Soul better than you like Gilmore?
Oh, yeah. Well, they gave me more money. Man, they give you more money. That's the one you look up to.
What do you think of our school that we have here?
Well, it looks very nice, but what I can see of it, I can't see very much of it. I can just see there's just a form. I can see a form somewhere around here, but I'm pretty near blind.
But the big school, it's a lot different than when you went to school.
Oh, yeah, it's different than the old school. The old school went up, you know, like that. This is flat. I don't know if it'll turn off any more rain or not.
No, it doesn't.
But it's nice to sit in here and it pouring. Rain.
It'll be nice and dry. A lot of kids come to school just to keep out of the rain.
Pardon?
Do you know any lumber songs? Any shanty songs?
Oh, well, I know. No, I don't. No, now I can't sing songs, but I'll give you a little toast.
Okay, what's the toast?
Old ox, how came you here? You've plowed and dragged for many a year. You've taken up a lot of abuse, and now you're here for corn juice. I had to stop and think about what the name of corn was.
Be a toast
in
a bar?
Yeah.
What story do you really remember the best? The story, the main, something really happened in your life, do you remember?
Well, I'll tell you a little story that happened. You've seen my books, no doubt. Yeah. I was a boy 8 years old, and Dad was working in the lumber camp. We ran out of meat, and I thought I'd take Dad's gun and go in the woods shoot deer. So I took the gun, it was near Christmas, the snow was quite deep. And I thought maybe I could get deer too. See Dad getting them. So I went in the woods and I traveled and I got lost. And it was getting dark. And my pants was all frozen on me and I didn't know where to go. I was pretty near froze to death. And I didn't know what to do. And I was on a track, but here it was my own track and I was following my own track around all the time. So I put my hand up onto a root like that, and I felt my hand was warm there on that root. I said, "Oh, what's going on here? There's a warm spot. What's that?" So I began to investigate what was wrong, and I kept digging down in behind the root and digging in, and the more I dug, warmer it got. So I dug in there, and I crawled in. I got a hole in there. I crawled in, and there were three bears in there sleeping. Well, I crawled in and slept right between the bear and was there all night with the bear. And I tell you, I got warm as a toast. So I thought that was pretty good.
Weren't you scared though?
No, the bear didn't know that I was there. Bear didn't know I was there. She was they were hibernating.
Yeah, how old were you before you moved away from your home? Like you said. So you were 8 years old and
put
your dad
at the
lumber camp?
Lumber camp? Oh, I went away from home when I was 8 years old to work in the lumber camp. I've seen nothing but hard work all my lifetime.
Who took care of your family? Your dad was in the lumber camp.
Pardon?
If your dad was in the lumber camp, who took care of the family? Was he
home? Oh, mother was there. And the rest of the older boys are there.
Would the family sometimes go to the lumber camp?
No, I was the only one who wanted to go to the lumber camp. They thought that, they were scared to death of lumbermen. They wouldn't go. I didn't care for the devil. I didn't care. I'd meet up with anything. I didn't scare me any. I just loved to be somewhere where there was some hellry going on.
They were pretty rough men, were they?
Oh, yeah. They're big men, you know. They were lumbermen. They were rough.
Did you get any good fights then?
Oh, yeah. I mind one time I went to the camp and they said, well, I was only a boy, you know. They said, well, here's a boy now. He's got to come to lumber camp and he's We put them up in the blanket. They used to have a habit to get in the blanket and toss me in the blanket. I was young. Well, at that time, about 12 years old. Then there were that great big men, you know, those big men. And they were going to throw me up in the blanket. And they started to throw me up in the blanket. Well, I was pretty rugged at them times. I was just like a squirrel. You throw me in the air and I'd come down my feet. I went out and I cleaned the clocks. And I soon showed them who was boss. They didn't put me in the blanket.
I heard one time you were in a lumber camp and someone threw a pie or something in
the Oh, yeah, house. Yeah, they threw the pie in my face. If I got a home, they wouldn't have been throwing pie very long. I threatened them cutting their throats.
Yeah, my grandfather was telling me about it.
Yes, that was Mallory's boy. I threw the pie in my face. I was asleep. I didn't know that. I had been working all day, and they were working nights, and they come in and eat the supper, and then some of the boys dared me to throw a pumpkin pie in my face.
You had a big beard, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a long beard way down here. And boy, it's an awful looking thing to have that big pumpkin pie in your face. I woke up and put my hand on my face, and what would you think? When you wake up and just have that big pumpkin pie, a big handful of pumpkin pie in your hand. make you pretty mad, wouldn't it? I'll tell you,
How did you find out who did it?
Well, I made such a fuss. I said I'm going to kill every man in the camp till I found the right one. So they told me who it was, but he was gone before I knew where he was. He took out. He left the camp and away he went. He never came back. It was one of Mallory's own boys.
Was Mallory was the owner, was he? Was Mallory the owner of the company?
You know, he was the boss of the camp.
Oh, boss of camp.
Yeah.
What did your brothers do?
Oh, they stayed home, looked after the farm.
How do you feel with all this publicity you're getting right now? Like you were on Front Page Challenge a few months or a year ago or something like that. And you got a book written about you?
I got part of it, not part of it.
How do you feel being publicized?
Well, sometimes I feel pretty good, and then other times I don't feel so hot. Sometimes I feel as if I was 16 years old again. And then other times I feel as if I was about 200.
Do you like to be famous?
Well, it's very good, but I don't see it's doing me too much good.
Well, you're going on a tour next.
Yeah, I'm going on a tour now about next month.
Where are you going on your tour?
I'm going way up to British Columbia.
Is this the tour that you've won or something?
About 3-4 days. We're going to see 3-4 days. We're going on an advertisement.
I'm selling books.
Advertise my books. See, I'm putting up another book. There's another book coming out, and I've got to put that out. I got to advertise it. I got to go way up in the North Country to advertise. But they're kind of slow. They're kind of slow here now. I don't know. If they look after one book, they'll have about all they can do. They sold 10,000. Niggas sold 20,000 if they put the books out. But they don't put the books out.
They really went good around here.
Oh, eh?
The books really went good around here.
Yeah, they went. Well, one day we come to Northbrook here. And we sold some books down here. We come Northbrook up here, sold some books up here. Time we got back down, about an hour and a half, they all run out of books down there. So we had to sell them all the books we had. So we run out of books. Now they've been people running after me for books. I could have sold 1,000 books myself if I'd had the books. But they're just careless, that's all. I don't know. I can't make up my mind to run up to Toronto. And I can't make my mind to stay here hardly. I don't know what to do. They don't seem to be doing nothing.
You should keep them for the summer, or all the tourists that come.
Well, I think that's what's wrong. They're just waiting to see to get them hungry again.
Have you ever been to British Columbia before?
Pardon?
Have you ever been to British Columbia before?
Oh, yeah. I was way up to Snowball last year.